scratching the surface. I learned a lot from special time and wanted to share with you so you can gain some insight into his true thoughts and feelings. He was a man of few words. He really was, even though he talked a lot, when he got deep down, he didn't always express himself. When those moments came, they were cherished. His wisdom, actions, and teaching is something we can all learn. Three words that have always rung true about my dad are courage, tenacity, and pride. These three words is what he illustrated through his day-to-day actions. They are life lessons for me and my brothers to try to live by, emulate, and pass along to our children. Courage. Here's a man who has dealt a very difficult hand. Even his disability, and difficulties that went along with that. The frustration, the potential embarrassment that his disease caused could have weakened his soul. Many, in his condition, would have given up, been reclusive, and not get out and enjoy what life had to offer. But he did not let that happen. No way. He did the opposite. He embraced his circumstances, somehow finding ways to overcome his battle, be out front, not caring about what people said, but rather sharing his true feelings about issues and situations he believed in. He searched for inventions and ideas that would help others with similar disabilities, a characteristic that he showed day after day, a can-do, courageous attitude. No obstacle was too big for my dad. An example of his courage, his desire to enjoy events that made him happy was one summer, even this last summer. I called him on his cell phone to see how he's doing. Cousin, I can't talk right now, Ed. I'm going into the Metroway Hall to enjoy a symphony. I said, okay. 7 o'clock at night. I know he got there by bus. And I know he left there by bus to get home. That's inspiring. The way he lived his life, and the courage to do it. Tenacity. He had the ability to fight through anything. Nothing would stand in his way of success at work, providing for his family, and doing simple things he so loved, like gardening and actively participating in his Jewish faith. The fortitude and risk-taking to go where nobody believed he could go was simply amazing. I try to follow those footsteps myself. I see it in my brothers and their success and the effort they put forward for their families and their friends. They are role models for me. In many ways, it's been instilled by observing my father and his efforts to fight his battle. I watch my brothers in admiration as they help their friends fight battles and get them some help. Always have your back. Never giving up and fighting till the end, and a will to live. We saw this our whole lives and believe that to our core. Finally, pride. The man had so much pride in his family and children. Words cannot begin to express the scope and meaning. The strength of family and friendships were his strongest belief. He's so proud of his wife, children, especially his grandchildren. He took pride in helping others less fortunate. He had deep, long-lasting friendships that stood the test of time, and so many are here today, and many have passed. That's what Isaac Ben Susan was all about. I'll share a story I've told very few. I started my business in 1984, 30 years ago. One day, when I was 25, 5 years into the business, he went on the road with me down to Portland, where I had a few meetings with him. The ride down was as usual. What's happening with business? Your girlfriend? How are things going? All topics that we talked about intimately and openly. You could be a great listener.
champion, and look out upon your family with pride. Take care up there and have